My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I live in a town with a college, so get to see quite a few younger folks walking about. It struck me today how many will always have their phone in use in hand. If we had been doing that when I was in college, it would have involved miles of phone cord. Honestly, it was pretty slick that the newer quads had a wall phone. Things change. It got me thinking about changes I've seen in building over the course of my 34 years of hands-on experience. This is in no particular order, and I'm going to try not to make judgments. Sales versus experience. I see a large shift in sources of information. Less of the information from behind a building materials or lumberyard counter comes from hands-on experience, and more comes from manufacturers' training for the sales force. It seems like the emphasis is on how to sell, say, a particular window brand, rather than what to look for in a window. Availability of information online. There was no online until relatively recently. If you know where to look, it's an amazing tool. Cost of materials. I never really gave much thought to the cost of everyday things like nails or wire or paint. Those costs are substantial now. Other things like lumber and some tools have been incredibly stable. With so many tool companies buying each other, it's hard to judge reliability by brand. But there are some great hand power tools at shockingly low prices. Insulation, or rather an understanding of how insulation works, has improved. Oil paints are by and large gone, and latex paints continue to advance, most significantly in exterior application conditions. Foaming construction adhesives have become common. Engineered lumber has become common. Average new house sizes have steadily grown, as have house prices. Synthetic decking and siding has moved from a budget item only to budget to high end. Granite countertops have become common. Many folks expect to be able to communicate with their houses and appliances via their phone. We've seen a host of issues, mold, radon, sick house syndrome, as our understanding of indoor air quality and air exchange lags behind our tighter houses and growth of synthetic building materials. We no longer expect our refrigerator to last 50 years. So lots of things continually change. The challenge is to hold on to the bits that work, not to be hypnotized by the new bright and shiny, while at the same time being open to new things that work great. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.